Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back here on Sports Talk, we're going to have Christian Clark here in a few moments. Fired coaches, flawed rosters, frosty rapport with Zion inside David Griffin's turbulent Pelicans tenure. And Christian Clark is on the show right now. Christian, man, this is some pretty compelling stuff. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Describe the frosty rapport with Zion.
Yeah, so that pretty much, you know, as I explained in the article, the root cause of that is essentially the way the team handled his return from the knee injury he suffered in the preseason. The team initially put a 6 to 8 week timetable on his return to play. It took him 3 months to get back on the floor. They also put these burst limits on him, which were very restrictive. They weren't even minutes limits, but like, I don't know, like loads he could be in the game. And I'm sure, you know, we all remember that his NBA debut when he scored 17 straight in the fourth quarter and they yanked him out and didn't let him play down the stretch.
Yeah, the Spurs game, right?
Yeah, the Spurs game. I mean, it was stuff like that that really, really frustrated him. And that's kind of where a lot of the friction started between, you know, Zion and David Griffin and the team's medical staff.
Now, when you look at the modern-day player and how it is different, you have to adjust. And then you look what's occurring with Ben Simmons and now the 76ers. I don't know. What do you got, $150 million guaranteed? Man, and you miss a preseason game, you got to give up like $250,000. Man, I know he wasn't raised in the States. He's from Australia, but what in the hell? What? I mean, you should play in Siberia for that kind of money.
I mean, I know I would play in Siberia for that kind of money.
Right. Yeah, so when you think about it, is it just the players are different? They want their cake and eat it too and control their environment? Or what's your evaluation when you're dealing with these players, if you're an administrator, a general manager, a coach, whatever it might be, organization? How difficult is that?
I think like managing a team that has Zion in it and, Zion and his camp, like there are, I think, definitely some legitimate challenges. But at the same time, I mean, to me, the talent is just worth it. I mean, guy who averages 27 points per game and 61% shooting, I mean, they just don't grow on trees. So to me, I mean, I think, right. You know, look, Zion definitely deserves some blame. Like he should work harder to get in shape and do the work before the lights come on. I mean, you can't complain at all about his performance in the game, hardly right now. But, I think like on management, it's you're kind of like it's your job to sort of manage these problems in these relationships.
Christian Clark, excuse me, Pelicans beat writer for the Times-Picayune and NOLA Advocate, or The Advocate, excuse me, fired coaches, flawed rosters, frosty rapport with Zion inside David Griffin's turbulent Pelicans tenure. So, David, I mean, what's the fallout here, if there is any?
I think that's a great question. The Pelicans had a mini camp in Nashville last week, this week. I was told Zion was not there. Media day is Monday. I think it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, kind of what David Griffin says, what Zion says. I don't know if there even is any fallout, but this is a really important year. Like, you know, they need to show some signs of progress. Like, there's just really no way around the fact that the last 2 years were just really, really disappointing. And they had so much of this momentum after hitting on a 6% chance of getting this guy. And, you know, through a number of factors, bad luck definitely being one of them, like, it's just kind of faded away.
He inherited Alvin Gentry. He hired Van Gundy and since fired him. I mean, the common denominator is David Griffin. So it's clear that if it doesn't go well for the Pelicans this year, he's got to be the one that moves on, or they move on from him, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a big year for a lot of people. I mean, I think it's just rare in professional sports in general for a lead executive to get three head coaches in 3 years. I mean, that's pretty abnormal. So, yeah, I mean, David Griffin, it's kind of on him to make it work with Willie Green, I think, as much as it is on Willie Green to make it work with David Griffin.
Well, thank God that David Griffin's dealing with Gail Benson, because I think you can't find better people. I mean, Gail Benson is unbelievable. She's all for the Pelicans. So come on. It's a big challenge, David Griffin. You have to get it done. You have a couple of strikes now. You can't strike out because I think other owners would not have had this much patience.
I agree.
And I think Gail Benson looks at it like, I want what's best for the Pelicans. And, hopefully that's the case going forward.
Yeah, and I think she's definitely exercised patience, but I mean, I think objectively speaking, it's kind of staggering that this much has gone wrong in 2.5 years. And, like, they've dealt with some curveballs. I mean, Ryan getting hurt in the preseason, like, that's just a real bummer. The pandemic, like, that was very difficult to navigate. So, like, you know, I'm, like, kind of sympathetic. But, I mean, the last 2.5 years, like, it's just – I mean, it's objectively just kind of amazing that, you know, this much has, like, gone wrong. So they need to get this righted for sure.
Christian Clark, Pelicans beat writer for the Times-Picayune and The Advocate. Good stuff online. Fired coaches, flawed rosters, frosty rapport with Zion, and a great job inside David Griffin's turbulent Pelicans tenure. Christian, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me on.
That's not news you want to hear, Bobby. When you're frosty with Zion, he is the – I mean, Pelicans fans are going to have an absolute meltdown if David Griffin's the reason why yet another superstar leaves them.
Well, I mean, listen, here in New Orleans, I don't care if it's the Hornets, I don't care if it's the Pelicans. It might be the biggest cluster you know what. Christian, cluster you know what.
Now, look, you're right.
Now, when you think of Chris Paul, AD Anthony Davis, and now Zion.
Potentially.
Come on. No, potentially. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. The stars were aligned.
Yeah. You lucked up and got the number one lottery? The number one pick?
We won the lottery and not taking advantage of it. No, it's very disappointing.
All right, we will step away and come back. The Ed Ogeron Show coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. In the meantime, hang out with me and Bobby on Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.